Today Bradford residents remember the late private sapper Brian Collier, who died at the young age of 24 by an explosive device while serving his country in Afghanistan in 2010. Social media posts poured in, remembering his heroism and bravery by many who knew Collier personally or were friends with his family. "We were supposed to have a huge softball tournament this year, for Brian," shared Cindy Kilger-Hillier, a family friend of Collier. "We had to postpone it to next year, but we raffled a bunch of prizes we had for it at his parents' home in Bradford with a couple of his fellow comrades. I just didn't want the 10th anniversary to go by unnoticed." Tribute is paid to Collier every year during the town of Bradford's Remembrance Day Parade, where his picture is hung on banners on Holland Street, as well as at the Bradford Legion. Carol Collier, Collier's mother, helped on Canada Day at the Leisure Centre, where a drive-through barbecue, hosted by local MP Scott Davidson, was held on Brian Collier Way. "What better way to celebrate Canada Day than on my son's street, Brian Collier Way," shared Carol. Collier was born in Toronto and raised in Bradford, where he attended Holy Trinity High School before joining the Canadian Forces in 2007. A member of the 1 Combat Engineer Regiment based out of Edmonton, AB, Collier served with the Royal Canadian Regiment while stationed in the Panjwai district of Afghanistan. Collier earned his respect after surviving a blast from an explosive device and returning to duty just weeks later. Unfortunately, a second detonation took Collier's life while on foot patrol in Afghanistan. Many remember Collier for his love of cars and his easygoing nature and sense of humor. His gravesite can be found at the Bradford, Holy Martyrs, Catholic Cemetery. "We are hosting a euchre tournament called Cards for Collier on November 7th at the Bradford Legion," noted Cindy. Further details can be found by contacting the Legion. Gone but never forgotten.